Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Jennifer Granholm was the governor of Michigan from 2002 to 2010, 8 years and among the most turbulent in the history of a state known for turbulence. Governor Granholm and her husband, Dan Mulhern, talk about these challenges and more in their new book. It's called A Governor's Story, The Fight for Jobs and America's Economic Future. And I spoke with Governor Granholm and Dan Mulhern yesterday morning. I asked the governor how Michigan's struggles related to those of the rest of the country, especially since her state was one of the hardest hit during the recession. It was hit earlier than other states, and it was even more devastated by the auto industry bailout in 2008.
Everything that the nation is going through now, Michigan went through first, and that includes, the president walking into a series of crises, including economic crises, obviously, the challenges that he's experienced with, you name it. I mean, he's just had a whole series, and we did too. But I think politically that he's being faced with opposition by the Republicans, and we had a nascent version of the Tea Party in Michigan. That was no, 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 not one penny, not one nickel of compromise. We had to shut down the government as a result of that. So there's a lot of parallels.
And the greatest parallel, really, and I think the contribution of this book, and I think it's important for this election cycle, is the biggest parallel is that people are out of work and that this is not a cyclical, natural thing that's going to bounce up. We thought that was going to happen. The economists in Michigan said it was going to happen. We never saw a bounce back in the entire decade of the first decade of this century. And what we're seeing now is the same structural thing. And the roots are the exact same roots, which is a global economy. We're not a contained economy anymore. We're a global economy. And with low wage rates, work will continue to be moved. That's what corporations do. Nobody should blame them. They're adding value for their shareholders. But the reality is they're moving tons of work and getting more efficient with technology. And that's a bad story for workers and for employment. And, you know, I think this election is going to be about that. The traditional corporate Republican solution of lower taxes does not make sense in a global economy, not alone. Because if you lower taxes for businesses and wealthy people, they will invest where they'll get returns. That is not in Detroit.
Well, that's Dan Mulhern. He and his wife, Governor Jennifer Granholm, have just co-authored a memory of the governor's time in office in Michigan called A Governor's Story. So let me ask you, Governor, these claims, allegations, I guess, that the president's proposals on the deficit are class warfare, these are very, very similar to the kind of things that were levied against you during your time in office.
It's the same old playbook, honestly. But here's the kicker, and I think it's really important what Dan just described. The reason why we wrote this book is because it's a cautionary tale for America. We tried all of the prescriptions that the GOP is currently offering, which is cut taxes, cut government. By the time I left office, we were 48th in terms of the size of government. I cut more out of government per capita than any state in the country by
far. Some of your supporters are very unhappy with
right.
you.
I mean, we cut and cut and cut more government employees than any state. Our corporate tax burden dropped more than any.
Educational programs?
Exactly. We tried all of that. And what? It didn't work. You would think that if we cut more than any state in the country, our economy would have been growing fastest if there was a link between cutting and growth. There's not. And that's why the global economy, the fact that we've entered into all of this global trade moment and the globe has flattened, the world is flat, we know now that the structure of the economy of the nation is changed because of globalization. And therefore, we have got to intervene as a nation, as a government, to partner with business, to make a good business case for them to be located in the U.S. because our economic competitors are doing just that. We are being eaten for lunch and hands off, less fair is not working for us.
What is it that's going wrong in Washington right now? Among the millions of things not happening, agreement on a vision of the economic solutions is one of them. And quite honestly, we're getting more bogged down in political rhetoric than we ever have before. And I have very little faith that the politicians can actually come to any solution at all, let alone one that would actually work. So what would be your advice, not just to your own Democrats, but to the GOP as well?
The point that we're making here is at the end of this story, there is a happy ending, which is that if you strategically partner, if you invest, you will see growth. Michigan's unemployment rate in 2010 dropped 6 times faster than the national average. Why? Because there was intervention to save the auto industry and to allow us to invest in new sectors that would help to diversify our economy, like the electric vehicle battery, for example, the lithium-ion battery for the electric vehicle. We were able to invest only because we had a partnership with the federal government. States can't do it alone. So the bottom line is, if you take a lesson from the laboratory of democracy that is Michigan, know that the old solutions, the 20th century solutions, are doing us a disservice in the 21st century.
Could it be? I mean, Michigan went into the recession before the rest of the country.
Yes.
And it's a proverb that they say about both Detroit and Michigan, that when the country has a cold, Detroit has the flu. So could it be that Michigan simply started to recover in advance because they went into the recession first?
Well, we went into the recession in the year 2001 and never came out. There was a recession in 2001, 2002. We never emerged from that recession. We had the highest unemployment rate through most of the last decade. And the point is that it's not an emergence that's going to naturally happen like it has in the past. It's not cyclical. It's structural. And if the nation doesn't want to go through a prolonged recession like Michigan has been through, then it's got to take some lessons about what works in a global economy. And frankly, listen to the multinational corporations who are saying, look, I'm being lured by China, by Singapore, by you name it. They have got active, comprehensive economic strategies to make it easy for me to make a living. And it's not just wages for me to make a profit. It's not just about wages. It's about a partnership that allows for them to be successful.
We don't have that national strategy, and we need that national strategy. Our companies will take care of their own bottom line. We have to think, how do we get work to people? And in the craziest way, the UAW just signed a deal with GM this week. That deal is a cooperative deal between labor and management. Right now in Washington, we don't have cooperation. And really, business was a total failure on the debt ceiling limit. Total failure in moving their party, the Republican Party. They knew that us hitting that debt limit, that us having our bond rating go down, was terrible for this country. So why isn't business rallying behind workers as well as the government to say, we need to be collaborative. We've got to stop fighting each other because this isn't working.
If you asked a business person whether they would take a deal on the table that gave them 10 of what they want to one of what the other person wanted, they would say, I'll take it in a minute. And yet, in a debate, a Tea Party debate with all the Republican candidates, when they were asked whether they would take a solution of 10 parts cuts to one part revenues, they all would reject it. It is illogical. And the business community, frankly, needs to be louder in stepping up, not just saying a pox on all your houses in Washington, but pointing the finger and going to the districts of those who are obstructionists. You have to have pragmatists getting things done.
Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm and her husband Dan Mulhern, they're co-authors of a new biography, A Governor's Story, The Fight for Jobs and America's Economic Future. Thanks so much to both of them for joining us. Yesterday, I sat down with former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm and her husband, Dan Mulhern, talking about their new book, A Governor's Story, The Fight for Jobs and America's Economic Future. You'll hear more of this conversation later in the hour when she talks about the economic problems she faced as governor and her advice for other states. But first, when Dan Mulhern first met his future wife, he was the one with political aspirations. And I asked him how that went and how the politics ended up affecting their family.
You know, as a kid, I aspired to high office, to be governor or president one day. And in a sense, I got pretty darn close. And to be able to advise, support, coach, be a friend to the governor, her closest friend, was really pretty extraordinary.
But as Dan says, the wires got crossed somewhere.
The wires got crossed somewhere, yes.
And that was never an issue in your marriage?
No, I would say it was never an issue in our marriage. From the priest who trained us for marriage and had the incredibly strange prophetic foresight to ask me what happens in 8 or 10 years if the party comes to Jennifer, which was just not in anybody's mind.
Not mine either.
But at that moment, I said to him and I said to Jennifer, you know, if that's what happens, I'm 100% behind her. And we had pretty serious heart-to-heart discussions about whether to do it. She ran for attorney general when our children were 5, 4, and 1 years old. So it wasn't easy. and a lot was on me. It wasn't easy, but it was never an issue in our marriage. You're frowning. You don't agree.
I think you struggled a bit. I mean, candidly.
I struggled, certainly. Emotionally, it was difficult for me in terms of my ego, and I had points of jealousy, or I had points of feeling excluded because I was heavily involved with the children. I took the lead role at home.
And you had to give up your business?
I gave up my business out of fear that people would be attacking Jennifer by attacking me. I didn't want that for me, and certainly didn't want it for her. So there was lots of sacrifice. And I have
canceled dinners, and there's the recount of the blackout when you thought she was coming home, and then she couldn't.
Right. So, I mean, in marriage, things are hard. And, there's a lot of people unemployed and people struggling. Lots of men like me who've taken a back seat to their wives economically and as the provider. So it's not like it's easy. I mean, there are great, great challenges. It never, to me, threatened our marriage
right.
in the sense
I think that's fair
that
to
I was
say.
So
I
committed
just didn't
to
want
Jennifer.
Anybody thinking it was super easy the whole time because, there are challenges.
Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm and her husband, Dan Mulhern, co-authors of the new book, A Governor's Story, The Fight for Jobs and America's Economic Future.